This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
I've never seen people fight so much over a 15-cent strand of beads in my life. These floats go by, and, you know, everyone's got their hands up in the
air. Right.
And there was a woman next to us that had a sign that said, "My daughter is 5 years old today." No way. That was a...
Class is in.
You're listening to Rock School, whether you like it or not. My name is Joe Burns.
My name is Leslie Lavolta Rupee.
Oh, very nice.
How about that?
We have yet a third person in the studio with us this time around, sitting right over here.
Oh, look at that.
Look at this. We have
a lady.
Yeah, a double X chromosome. Women actually listen to the Rock School radio show.
I thought we repelled all women.
We did not.
Not quite all of them.
I started wearing Axe body spray.
Oh, okay.
And why I'm here.
Wow. Hi, it's Beth. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Beth West, or as I call her, Beth Not Vest. So, you are a Mardi Gras person, are you not?
I am a big-time Mardi Gras person.
Now, are you from... Let me just point this out right off the bat. We are emanating from the great state of Louisiana. If you didn't know that, you really should listen to the show more often. But this is Mardi Gras time here in Louisiana, and all of us are wearing our purple, gold, and green. Are you originally from Louisiana?
Yes.
Okay, now, Chad, you are as well,
yes.
Right? I'm not.
We'll forgive you.
We know.
I'm a permanently transplanted Yankee, but we brought you in because, I mean, I follow you on Facebook, and when...
I party.
When Mardi Gras comes along, you're insane. I hit some parades, but you're insane.
I like to go to as many as possible. I live in the greater New Orleans area, so I get to go to quite a bit.
Well, I've hit two so far. How many of you have hit, how many have you hit to this point?
Not that many. I've only gone to three and a half.
Did you hit Barkus?
Yes.
Barkus
I brought
just
my dog to Barkus yesterday.
Oh, sweet.
For those
we
of you who don't know.
I have plenty of pictures.
That is a parade where you actually march your dog. It's a Mardi Gras parade for dogs.
It's a Mardi Gras parade for dogs.
There's right. a similar one in Baton Rouge called the Crew of Mutts.
Now, we're going to that one.
The big one in New Orleans is called the Crew of Barkus.
Right.
I actually DJed a wedding over the past weekend, and I had to readjust my route to get home because the Crew of Pontchartrain parade.
Yeah.
You got to understand something. When you're in New Orleans, during Mardi Gras, they will shut down a street, no questions asked. You don't go here, you go there.
And you have no choice.
No, right. You don't.
It shuts down, it shuts down.
You should just add an hour to travel time
Absolutely.
Anywhere within the city, because even if you're not in the neighborhood where the parades are, everybody's trying to get around the parades.
Mm-hmm. So. Right.
But it's all for good. It's, you know.
So what we're going to do for an hour today is we're going to talk about New Orleans. I'm hopefully going to give a different spin on it because I want to talk about 12 years ago when I went to my first Mardi Gras parades. Beth Not Vest is here because she's going to talk about all of the things that she does down in New Orleans. And Chad is here because Chad's here. Let's start with you actually brought all the music, too.
I did.
Oh, let's begin
great,
with
great tunes. Wow.
Go to the Mardi Gras by
Professor Longhair.
Oh, yeah. Professor Longhair. Yeah. And it sounds like this. Rock School.
go see the Mardi Gras. If you go to New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras. When you see the Mardi Gras, somebody'll tell you what's carnival for. Get your ticket in your hand, you wanna go to New Orleans. Get your ticket in your hand, you wanna go to New Orleans. You know when you get to New Orleans, somebody'll show you the Zulu King. You will see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumas. You know you see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumas. And if you stay right there, I'm sure you'll see the Zulu Queen.
There you go, Professor Longhair, as we talk about Mardi Gras here on Rock School. Now, I moved down here 12 years ago, maybe 13, however you want to count out the months, down here in 1999, and I missed Mardi Gras that year because I came down in August, so it wasn't until 2000 that I had my first Mardi Gras. The thing that I thought was fantastic, and this is going to sound really weird, was the king cake. I hadn't had king cake beforehand. I'd never heard of it. You got to remember, I came down from Pennsylvania. Mardi Gras to me was a story on the evening news that Mardi Gras was occurring in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And it was normally halfway through the news and they showed one big, you know, float going by. It's Mardi Gras in New Orleans and later tonight they will clean up the streets. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's all I knew about
it. But you at least knew.
Oh, I knew it
existed. You knew
existed.
What it was if you it heard existed. The terms Mardi Gras.
But most people don't realize it's anything more than just a day.
Mm-hmm. Right. I never knew it was a day, more than a day. Mm-hmm. When I was watching the news after Christmas, it was about 2 weeks after Christmas, 12th day, and, you know, the funny fellows, what do they call them?
The funny 40 fellows.
Right. Got onto the streetcar, and Mardi Gras season's underway. What?
And, now?
Right. What? And then I went into work the next day, and I said, well, here's a king cake. And I went, oh, this is a coffee cake. They said, no, this is a king cake. I really offended them. No, yeah. this is a king cake.
It really is pretty much a coffee cake, though.
I know.
It's delicious.
This actually happened. The woman hands me a piece of coffee cake, and it's a chunk. You know, no one has a slice of king cake. It is a physical chunk. You could raft on this thing. And she hands it to me, and I said, well, this is delicious. And she says, now eat it slowly. You might get the baby.
Yeah.
And I said, the baby what? I swear to God, I thought they were baking like frogs inside of this thing. What's Louisiana? You guys eat baby lobsters. I had no idea. But what's your favorite king cake?
Oh, Randazzo's, just plain classic cinnamon.
My wife's as well, and we have already sent four of them around to other people. Sure.
Those are the best.
A little heavy, so my favorite this year is from a French place, and they're really delicious, a Valmiart.
Yes.
Yeah, Valmiart. They're just wonderful. They really are.
We really do in this.
We are. What do you want to play next?
Let's play Iko Iko.
Hey! Love it!
By the way, that tinkling that you hear in there is a piece of wood on a Coca-Cola bottle. Professional instruments back then.
You can take every cut that she's brought in, close your eyes, and point to it. And you play it at any Mardi Gras event, and everyone will go crazy.
And everyone, you hear it multiple times every Mardi Gras, everywhere.
As a wedding disc jockey, February is the best month. Because the majority of my wedding, it doesn't matter what you play.
People go nuts. Sounds like this. Iko Iko, Rock School.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. Iko Iko one day.
Well, that was just about the shortest song I've ever played. Was
yeah,
that
they're not
10
very long.
Minutes?
They're not very long.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Let's talk about second lines. By the way, we're talking about Mardi Gras here. And by the way, Beth West is with us. She is a librarian,
hello,
which means to become a librarian, you have to know, well, everything.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much
yeah.
everything.
Mm-hmm. They test you on everything.
We're going to play a song called Second Line Part 1. And believe me, if you don't know the song, you know the song. Once it starts to play, you'll know it.
Oh, yeah.
I've never participated in a second line.
It's criminal. It's criminal.
It is criminal.
I just gasped.
I know. Audibly gasped.
Uh-huh. Well, see, I'm not from here. Do you have to be invited to be
no.
in a second line?
No.
Does there have
no.
to be
the song?
Does there
the
have to be a funeral
you?
To be
no.
in a second line?
No.
What's a second line, Beth West?
That's how they originated,
though. What is it?
A second line now refers to the second line parade, which is this parade, a walking parade of people. Usually it's attached to some kind of event. They did start them at funerals.
Yeah.
So like the traditional jazz funeral, most people have heard of the jazz funeral.
Sure.
And so after the funeral, the main line, which is the band and the deceased and the family, mm-hmm. would walk up front. And then the second line, who are all the other secondary mourners, would walk in the back. And you walk and dance at the same time.
It's a celebration for the person.
In honor
right.
of the person's
it's
life.
It's celebration and honor of the purpose. Like the whole point of a jazz funeral is on the way, you know, to the cemetery or whatever.
To
it's
burial,
more somber.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then on the way back, it kind of kicks up a little.
Right.
And you celebrate the person's life.
But the word second line, even though there isn't a funeral party,
right.
it's called a second line just because
anytime,
that carried over.
Right. Anytime there's basically a brass band, and especially if there's an organization, a parading organization, there's lots of those kind of just civic group kind
right.
of things, and they get together and hold second lines. But they're also just anytime there's a brass band walking down the street and there's
yeah.
people following behind.
Sure.
Doing the walking, dancing thing, whether it's from a wedding or whatever, that's a second line
now,
parade.
Now, Beth, I'm trying to, not to cut you off, I'm
okay.
trying to imagine what it would be like from a person who's not familiar
know,
with this
it's
perspective.
So hard
but,
to...
but just imagine, if you will, you're at a party, there's music flowing, and the second line comes on, and everyone stops what they're doing, grabs a napkin, and and forms a human train.
I wouldn't know what to
How
do.
How in the world would you?
I wouldn't know what to
God's
do.
God's name is
Everybody
this.
Everybody kind of walks in a line around.
Yeah.
Waving
yeah.
a napkin.
Waving why
a napkin.
The umbrellas? Why the waving of napkins, towels, what have you?
I'm pretty sure it's just flair. I have a theory about the waving of napkins, though, is that, if you're at a funeral, everyone has handkerchiefs, like old school.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Because people don't have mm-hmm. Kleenex. So everyone, and it used to be that everyone would carry handkerchiefs around anyway.
Umbrella because of heat, I assume.
And parasols. And
right.
Because this is an old thing. People didn't start second lining 10 years ago. Mm. It's been around a long time. But it's those... The umbrellas now and the grabbing a napkin and kind of
it's just pretty
in the air.
There's just
flair.
And there's just something about it. My friend got married last year in St. Louis Cathedral. We did a live second line from the cathedral to the wedding reception. Everyone had an umbrella. And it consisted of us, you know, the bridal party, the bride and the groom leading the way, the guest and everyone behind us.
Did people
us,
just join?
And people from the
yes.
street. It's just, there's something about it. It's
never
just,
been
hey,
in one.
I want to jump in that. And
never
by the time we
one.
Got to the reception, we picked up 50 strangers.
There is never going to be a time where if you are walking through the streets of the French Quarter and you see a second line that you can't just jump in.
Sure.
There's no such thing as a private second line on
there's
the
no,
street.
No, not at all.
There's three of us here. Can we get up?
Yeah.
Okay, Chad, play it. It's
you got
second
it.
Line, part one. Here you go. Just stop incorporating. Rock School. All right, first break here on Rock School. Now, you say Stop Incorporated was the first group to record that,
right,
although
they
it's been
somebody
played
finally,
forever.
Right, it's been played forever, and somebody finally just said, oh, we should record this at some point.
And there you are. Okay, like I said, first break here on Rock School. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Okay, and Beth West is with us once again. I was at a parade yesterday, hit a parade in Slidell. And I got to tell you what, I have never, and Chad said this off the air, so I'm just going to steal it from you.
Go ahead.
I've never seen anybody, and again, I've been in some rough places, I've never seen people fight so much over a 15-cent strand of beads in my life. These floats go by, and, you know, everyone's got their hands up in the
right,
air.
Right.
And there was a woman next to us that had a sign that said, "My daughter is 5 years old today." No way. That was a ploy to get
it
beads,
was.
Lady.
It was
That's
totally
exactly what it was.
I bet it worked.
My wife is bruised on the top of her head because she had her hands up, and some guy took an entire thing of beads and just dropped it on her.
Mm-hmm.
And the
you
thing
shouldn't
about
have
it,
such a cute wife.
I'm telling you, it's a curse my
it
whole
is.
Life. But people lose their minds
well, I'll tell you what
over
gets
these
dangerous.
Things.
This is what really gets dangerous. You have your traditional beads, but when they start throwing other stuff, you just have the
Wait,
opportunity.
Isn't Rex coconuts?
You just have
that's
the
Zulu.
Opportunity.
Zulu, that's right.
They don't throw
Zulu.
Those anymore. They hand them out now.
Oh, okay.
But you have the opportunity to catch like, oh, you know, I caught beads, but I caught thee. And the bigger the beads, the more you want them. One year, I got into an argument with this lady because she caught something that I wanted. I don't know if I can
go ahead and say it. Women's underwear.
It was
how's
a pair
that?
Of panties.
Yeah.
She caught, they threw some panties.
They do
and
that.
I wanted to take those panties and hang them on my rearview mirror because I wanted to be cool. I was in college.
What are you, 18?
No, yeah, I was 18.
Oh,
actually,
okay.
I was.
Oh, okay.
And it took forever. And she said, "No, these are my panties." I'm like, "You'll never fit into those panties." Let me have them. And finally, I got her to part with them, but. Yeah, you know, who throws panties at a Mardi Gras parade?
I guess guys who know that people like you want to have them.
Mm-hmm.
My first year of really hitting the parades, it was my second year here, we paid the money, we went to Orpheus, mm-hmm. and we stayed down there and went on. I heard people making statements that were like, "Well, God, we have too many beads at the house." I was of the opinion, you can never have too many beads.
You can many beads.
But our first year here,
yeah.
We had them out at Thanksgiving. We wore them at our birthdays. We had them out. We threw them on our tree at Christmas. We've since backed off from that.
Yeah.
But for our first couple years, we lived in beads. We sent them to friends and family.
I tell you what, there are people, and I mean, I'm talking about people, you know, like Beth, who yeah. live in that area, who really embrace this time of year. This is their Christmas.
Oh,
I have. Friends.
I think it's bigger
than Christmas.
Oh, I agree.
I kid you not. I have friends that invest thousands.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, thousands in just throws, beads, bags. My friend's living room is covered.
Yeah.
You can't get in.
I can't get into it because he asked me not to, but I've been asked, because they're good friends of ours, to be in one of the major parades.
You should do it.
I don't have the money.
You
it's
get it.
So expensive.
The cash, I'm telling you. And I won't get
and
into it.
Beads
I won't,
are only valuable but, until they've been caught.
Right.
And they, like driving, they could just fall in the gutter.
It's like driving a new car off the lot.
Yeah.
It is.
They lose 20%.
They lose
20% of their value.
Right.
They depreciate. Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running this Mardi Gras radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. I did a second line all the way to Shreveport one time.
Did you really?
Yeah, never stopped.
And boy, were your arms tired.
Yeah, they were.
Get us on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show and like us. You really like us. Back in a minute. Rock School. Well, after being summarily insulted by Chad off microphone, we return to the Mardi Gras topic with our special guest and returning champion, Beth West. Beth, you said that your father was a crew. Your grandfather was a crew. What did you say? He started it?
Well, he was a founder of a smaller crew in one of the suburbs of New Orleans. It's the crew of Perseus, but they say Perseus because, you know, in New Orleans,
sure.
you have to mispronounce everything.
Sure.
He was the king twice, and that was always really fun. We have some great pictures.
Beth, I have a question. I don't know if you necessarily have the answer, and I don't mean to stump you, but explain, if you can, to those who are not familiar, when we say crew, we're not talking about a C-R-E-W.
Yeah,
right.
Why is it
it's
spelled the way it is?
K-R-E-W-E.
I think that it was spelled with a K simply to just make sure that people knew that it was not to be taken seriously. That's not a modern day thing.
It came from the crew of Comus.
Right. The crew of Comus is the first one to have started.
1857.
Right.
So I did research.
That's amazing.
See, I heard a radio advertisement one day for some type of crew, and they said, go to crewof.com. That's crew the way it's supposed to be spelled.
Right.
K-R-E-W-E.
K-R-E-W-E, right.
So it's just for fun. It's not French or Latin or anything like that.
No.
Well, it's the same reason that we say go, G-E-A-U-X, go.
It's Frenchish.
Sure.
It's for fun, but mostly, yeah.
Well, you had to have known the song Second Line Part 1 just because, you know, you're alive. And if you're anywhere near this area, you know the Hawkettes' version of Mardi Gras Mambo. And if you're anywhere near this area around Mardi Gras, this one gets played incessantly. And it sounds like this. Rock School.
Down in New Orleans where the blues were born, it takes a cool cat to blow a horn. On LaSalle and Rampart Street, the combos play with a mambo beat. The Mardi Gras Mambo, 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 Mambo.
Okay, okay, we're going to discuss it. Beth West would not let it go,
right.
So we're going to discuss it. Those of you who have never been to Mardi Gras, what's the stereotype of how women get the most beads, Beth?
They ask for them.
They do ask for them.
They flash, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
When
that's
I was there,
what people will think when you say, "Give me something associated with Mardi Gras." Oh,
that's automatically what
women
they
flash.
Nudity, yeah.
When I was down there, and I've only been to one Mardi Gras. I've only been down there once for, you know, Fat Tuesday, and it was prominent. I saw it all over the place. And, you know, I'm going to probably catch heck for this, but after a while, it was kind of like, knock it off.
I completely...
After about 10 or 12 flashes, my wife just got tired of saying, stop looking. And I just kind of turned and went, come on, knock it off. But you say those aren't the New Orleanians that are doing it.
No. The New Orleanians are not on Bourbon Street flashing for beads. The New Orleanians are two streets over or whatever, you know, on Royal Street or something. It's one street over, actually. Sorry. I have to correct myself.
Like I knew.
Somebody out there will know. And they're
very
like, she doesn't know anything.
About that.
Royal Street is one block towards the river, not two.
Okay, back to the flashing.
Sorry. But the flashing is on Bourbon Street, and the people who are just casually kind of naked with their costumes are one block over.
Are those the New Orleanians?
Yes.
Okay.
Not all of them, but yes.
So out-of-towners, a little bit of nudity and short bursts.
Yes.
Local New Orleanians.
No.
Constant nudity.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The
okay.
out-of-towners show up and get naked. The locals go naked.
They go naked. They paint some stuff on, and not everybody. We're going as Popeye's Chicken and Biscuits for our costume.
Oh, that's cute.
It's not the sexiest thing
ever. Oh, that's cute.
But it's fun. But you know, the locals... a lot of women, a lot of men dress very scandalously and just in very, very little, you know, a leather thong, and that's about all you need. And that's what the locals do.
Oh, well,
I didn't catch any of that.
I'll bottom line this right now.
Okay.
In the month of February, when it comes to New Orleans, you can have Las Vegas.
Oh, it's a better place.
You can have it.
Oh,
it's a better place.
It's here.
Yeah.
It's all here.
I've never once regretted moving down here. Never once. Here's Peach Fountain, While We Danced at the Mardi Gras. Rock School. All right, bottom of the hour. Let us take a break from Mardi Gras and do 7 days and 70 seconds. These dates, February 13th through February 19th, way back when. Let's see if Chad has Monday go.
I have it. February 13th, 1972, Zeppelin was forced to cancel a concert in Singapore because the officials wouldn't let him off the plane because those criminals and their long hair.
Right. Hold on. So you see the word she's going to have trouble with in there?
Oh, I am reading that.
Epitomous.
Okay.
Epitomous, Ben. Epitomous, Ben. Go ahead.
Nothing like pressure. Epitomous. February 14th, 1978, Dire Straits began recording their Epitomous first album.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good. February 15th, 1992, the Ivory Coast village of Crinjambo names Michael Jackson King of the Sanwis. Say it was an official title, making Michael Jackson a true king. How about that? And you had trouble with Epitomous.
He gave that date to himself.
Yes, he did.
February 16th, a few years ago in 07, this is the day Britney Spears went pet coon goofy. She shaved her head and attacked a couple of cars with an umbrella. You've never heard that expression?
No.
You serious? Goofy and a pet coon.
February 17th, 1950. 1975, Little Richard took his audition tape to Specialty Records, and the rest was history.
Epitomous history. February 18th, 1992, Vince Neil quits Motley Crue, stating he wants to commit more time to his new career as a... Do you know it?
He wanted to be a race car driver.
He wanted to be a race car driver.
Speed racer.
The band would reunite at the American Music Awards 5 years later. And then finally, February 19th, 2003, 99 people were injured or killed when a fire sweeps through the Station nightclub in West Warwick, Rhode Island. The cause of the fire was a pyro piece from the Great White Concert catching the ceiling tiles on fire. Ty Longley, guitarist for the band, was one of the victims of the blaze.
I remember looking, reading about that.
Oh, yeah.
Video footage and stuff.
Bad
I
scene.
Remember that.
Okay. I'm just going to admit it and catch all kinds of heck.
What?
This one's from the Meters. I know the Meters. I don't know this song.
Oh, are we playing They All Asked For You?
They All Asked For You.
What did you just say?
How can you not know that?
What did you just say?
I don't know the song.
Usually, sometimes people don't know it from the name, but they know it.
I went
I don't
on
know
down
it.
To the Audubon Zoo, and they all asked for you.
Tell me it. Tell me it sounds better than that.
You don't know that song.
Not from that.
You don't know this song.
Let's see. The first time you asked me, I didn't, but now apparently
oh
I
Oh, my gosh!
So, can we play it now?
Please.
We have to.
Somebody has to say Rock School. Go ahead, Beth.
Rock School.
All right, second break time here on Rock School.
You know
School.
The song now? Have you ever heard that song?
No.
Wow.
I know. Sometimes, you know, it just gets away. I don't doubt that it was in a bar somewhere, and it just didn't register
you know
with
who
me.
Who loves that song is kids.
Well, there you go.
I didn't have kids when I was going to all that.
In all seriousness, yes. I don't mean to bust your chops about it, but you say you've been here 12 years and you've been... you know, participating in Mardi Gras things, I just would have assumed that you would have heard that song.
No. At some point. You know what? I might as well just let you go crazy on me.
What?
This is about the time crawfish boils begin.
I know. Well. Louisiana Mardi Gras tradition.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I went to my first crawfish boil as part of a Mardi Gras celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care for crawfish.
Oh.
No, you just did not say that.
But listen. Please don't ever... This includes the audience. Please don't ever not invite me to a crawfish boil. A, I provide sparkling conversation, and my wife makes a dessert. But I love going to crawfish boils because two reasons. Number one, I like the vegetables that come out of it. The corn, the potatoes, the Vidalia onions, when Vidalia onions are in. Mm-hmm. And if they throw andouille sausage in, I adore that.
I'm not inviting you because you're going to come in and hog up all my accessories.
The little lobsters are too much work for too little food.
You have to practice.
I do enjoy watching older people.
Well, wait, I think I know what the problem. You don't have to eat the poop string.
No,
you can.
I don't mind eating the poop string.
You can take it out.
I once watched two older women, like 75-year-old women, go through like 3 pounds of crawfish in like 15 minutes. It was like watching Kasparov play chess. I'm sitting there. I'm hungry. My fingers are bleeding. I've unearthed about three of these things, and these women are ordering fourths. It was poetry watching
see,
these women.
You are never going to get better if you don't practice.
It's not just a deal where like, oh, I'm hungry. I'm going to sit here and eat food. That's the whole point. It takes a good 2.5-3 hours for you to just, and you constantly do
full.
It, and you're fellowshipping with everyone, and you're just having good, stimulating conversation.
Well, that's
everything.
What I bring to the table.
Yes.
Okay, well,
the sparkling conversation.
Yeah, but you're supposed to eat for like 10 times longer than
a
regular meal.
Absolutely.
These women were amazing.
I'm sure they were.
You should have seen them. They ate like my grandmother knitted. It was unbelievable.
Oh, you got me wanting some crawfish now.
Oh, no, God, please.
Lunch date, Beth.
I think so.
Can I come?
No, we don't need it. I went to the librarian. I got on a sparkling conversation.
I have just messed myself out of crawfish boils. All right. Hey, welcome to the radio show, KLSU, on the campus of that big, big school right down the street. Who else is listening?
WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. You guys want to have some fun, huh? Eat some crawfish, listen to some Meters. Come on down.
Why not? Apparently, we're all going to the zoo. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, we've got a song coming here for you that is not a traditional Mardi Gras song, but Beth Not Vest actually brought it along.
I did.
What are we doing? This is Tommy Malone. What is it?
It's Tommy Malone. He's the lead singer of the Subdudes.
Yep.
You've heard of the Subdudes.
Oh, sure.
You have.
So this is from his solo album from the early 90s, and it's called Fat Tuesday, and I love this song, and not just because my mom has played it about a million times.
Okay.
But because...
Well, your mom's hip.
Oh, she is.
Your mom knows the Subdudes?
My mom is so cool. You have no idea. She's sexy, too.
Huh.
Anyway. Sorry.
Can we go to a party at Beth's house?
That's with the A-Y, sex A.
I know, with an A at the end.
Wow.
I have the best mom ever. Anyway, so Fat Tuesday is the song by Tommy Malone, and it's a little bit slower than a traditional Mardi Gras song, but it's all about Mardi Gras Day, about Fat Tuesday, and it really, it's the only song I've ever heard that, to me, gives me the same feeling that you get at, like, 3 p.m. on Mardi Gras Day,
mm-hmm.
where you're drunk and tired, and you're ready for a nap, because what a lot of people don't understand is that Mardi Gras Day, you start partying at 8 a.m. at the latest.
Yeah. You can't drink all day unless you start in the morning.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. You have to start in the morning. You wake up and you Bloody Mary screwdriver, whatever it is that you drink in the morning.
That's your breakfast.
Yeah, you got to get the...
Yeah, you eat a piece of king cake.
You got to get vitamin C.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you got to have something to absorb it.
Sure. So by the time 3 o'clock rolls around, you're done.
Yeah.
That's why if you look at the schedule for parades for Mardi Gras Day, none of them start afternoon.
Yeah, they get
going
early.
They're done. You're supposed to be done at 5 o'clock. So anyway, this song really kind of, you know, to me,
captures that.
Is that that end of it.
Not a traditional Mardi Gras song, but a song fully devoted to Mardi Gras.
It is completely devoted.
Cool.
Wow.
I want to hear it.
You two should ghostwrite together. That's fantastic. Sounds like this. Rock School.
Friends are calling because they're falling down. Join the circus, but I ain't no clown. There's 5 eaters and some midgets too.
All right, last break here on Rock School.
Can we expand the show?
This would have been fun.
We've been putting in the first 2-hour show. Come on.
At least an hour and a half.
Hey, you're going to have to talk to the people here at the radio station. I just show up once a week and do this. Have fun with this. You know what? I find actually the best visual of each Mardi Gras when it ends. I love that. When the what's the name of the guy who has all of the trash stuff that has the bull on the front?
Oh, Sidney Torres.
That's right.
Oh.
My wife is in love with a trash guy. But I love
He's
it
hot.
At the stroke of midnight when the cops come out and there's
with
all
the
these people.
And yeah.
Okay, it's all over. You know, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And here comes Torres with those hoses, and he talks about every year how he's got some new chemical that makes Bourbon Street smell like Lemon Pledge.
Never going to happen.
I know,
nope.
But man, he tries it.
He does.
Bourbon Street smells like a bar ditch.
There's nothing you can do about
yes.
it. And Ash Wednesday, what do they call it? Trash Wednesday?
Trash Wednesday.
And how many...
Time to repent.
How many tons of trash do they pick up every year of that?
Do you think that there's like some pastors and priests actually sitting down watching coverage of Mardi Gras going like, God, we're going to be busy tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you go out the next day? Do you go out?
No.
You don't do the Ash Wednesday
well,
and all
oh,
that?
Oh, you mean to church on Ash Wednesday?
Yeah.
Well, I give something up for Lent.
Do you?
What
are you?
I do.
What are you giving up this year? Do you know?
Crazy Mardi Gras party.
I'm thinking about going hardcore and going all desserts.
Really?
Sometimes
good for
I'll
you.
Do chocolate. I feel like Mardi Gras is traditionally a Catholic celebration. If you're going to party for Mardi Gras, you should at least observe Lent.
Oh, okay,
and
fair
like,
enough.
Give up something. Even if you're not Catholic, you should at least kind of participate in that, too.
Oh,
I
well,
tell
that
you,
kills
I'm,
me.
I'm part of a business group here in town where the university is located. And every year, we meet on Wednesdays. Every year, it never fails. Someone walks in, they have the ash on their head.
Yeah.
And then some dumb schmuck that forgets what day it is. Hey, you got something on your head.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Here, let me get that for you.
Don't touch that.
Mm-hmm.
No, see, I'm not Catholic, so you think I should still give something up?
I think if you participate in Mardi Gras, you should participate in Lent. They go hand in hand. There is no Mardi Gras without Lent.
Are you giving anything up, Chad?
Hmm?
Are you giving anything up, Chad?
Yeah, this show.
No, at least we'll play songs I know. So that's gonna wrap it up. We will finish up with Earl King, Street Parade.
Yay!
Another one I know. So Beth West, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much, Beth, for having me.
Oh, absolutely wonderful.
That.
A couple snaps up for Beth West. So again, I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad B.
Happy Mardi Gras, everybody. Class is dismissed.
Happy Mardi Gras.